Thank you, Lord, for being so good to me. When I was alone, you took me in your great family and gave me new hope that I could live eternally. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snare, trials seem so hard to bear. It's them that I reach for, that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, I thank you, Lord. Now with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its riches untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord. Life is full of snares, trials seem so hard to bear. It's then that I reach for that hand I know is always there. And finding he still cares, I bow my head and say this simple prayer. Now with all my heart, I thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, its treasures untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, I thank you, Lord. Yes, with all my heart, and with all my soul, thank you for Calvary, treasure untold. Thank you for heaven fair, that place you prepared me there. Now with all my heart, thank you, Lord.
The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen can ever tell.
It goes beyond the highest star and reaches to the lowest head. The guilty pair bowed down with care, God gave his son to win. His erring child he reconciled and pardoned him his sin. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure the saints and angels' song. When hoary time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on the rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels song. O love of God, rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels song. Could we within the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, with every star on earth a quill, and every man a scribe a tree, to write the love of God above, what drain the ocean dry. Nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song. When hoary time shall pass away, and earthly thrones and kingdoms fall, when men who hear refuse to pray, on the rocks and hills and mountains call, God's love so sure shall still endure, all measureless and strong. Redeeming grace to Adam's race, the saints and angels song. O love of God, how rich and pure, how matchless and strong. It shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels song. O love of God, so rich and pure, so measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure, the saints and angels' song.
We went to see these people yesterday. These two guys, one's in the care home. And you could tell they never shot nothing, you know. They're dying, and it's a pathetic picture, you know. That one guy, he just almost like a vegetable. And I thought, I know him from way back, you know. And I realized the guy didn't prepare for that day, you know. Mm-hmm. They didn't went to find the Lord while it was yet to be found. And I tell you, the Lord moved on us to go there. And most of the time it's just to teach us a lesson, you know. Mm-hmm. To prepare for that day when you get older and you get feeble. And our people have to take care of them. And it's a pathetic picture, you know. You can't do nothing for them. You can't even talk to them. And you're out of it. Because when there was time to prepare for that day, they didn't do nothing about it, you know. Mm-hmm. That kind of spoke to me that you got to do something while you're still healthy and, mm-hmm. and young. And when you get old and feeble and you sit there in that care home, you're just kind of like a vegetable. And people have to take care of you. And it really spoke to me mm-hmm. that's why we're doing whatever we can while you still have life and health and all that stuff, that you have to do something with your life, you know, something that more or less like that song says, if I could only repay, you know, what Jesus mm-hmm. did for us at Calvary. Anybody with moral decency would do something to try a little bit to repay mm-hmm. what Jesus had to go through for mm-hmm. us, you know, and that's why we're doing what we're doing. We don't do it to get praise from man or for finances or for anything. We just do it because a sense of gratitude for what Jesus did for us at Calvary, And that's it. We just want to repay a little bit for what Jesus did for us. And then when we see these people, how they wish that their life, we looked at that, at both of them, you know, and kind of a lesson, you know. I'm trying to say, mm-hmm. I know the Lord moved on us to go there, but sometimes it's not what you think. It's not, He don't send us to go see these people. More or less send us to see what becomes of a person that has not accumulated for himself any treasures in heaven, mm-hmm. so to speak. Mm-hmm. And there they are. The other people have to take care of them, because they have not accumulated for themselves any spiritual virtue. And I'm trying to say, mm-hmm. and it's just a fact of the matter, you know. It's just the way it is. You can't do nothing for people. We're trying to do something for people, but every time we go, we seem to get into trouble, you know, mm-hmm. and backfire, because the scripture is true to form. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto. And you've got to seek your own salvation with fear and trembling. Everybody has their own responsibility to look after their own self, you know, to make sure that they seek the Lord while He's to be found.
That's right.
Spend time in prayer, spend time reading the Bible.
Yeah. That's why it says, remember thy Creator in thy youth. That's when you should do something in your youth, because when you get older, things get harder to do that.
And now these people have formed a habit and a lifestyle that they can't change anymore. I know that one guy, I wanted to, when he was still healthy, you know, I love stopping and talking with him. I was always talking about switch things with him, but he didn't want to go there. And then he blocked me out, you know, and he didn't mm-hmm. want to talk to me. I wanted to go and visit him while he was still healthy. He lived down in Morris. And it's not a good day. He made all kinds of excuses. Mm-hmm. Because he knew I was going to tell him that they're looking toward the heavenlies, you know. And he didn't like mm-hmm. that. He wanted his good times. And I was just trying to help him out, because I know good times, they have no value, you know. When you come, like now he's down mm-hmm. in that care home, more or less just disintegrated into a vegetable. When he could have done something when he was still here. He's kind of a fun guy when he was up and around, but he was not interested in heavenly things. That's what I'm trying to say. Mm-hmm. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. Sometimes the Lord will take a place, it's face to face. What happens to the people that have not accumulated for themselves any spiritual values? And then when they get old, they say the same thing. Like we went to Brandon to that, see that lady there, that care home there, and I seen this old hippie, you know, this sitting at the table there in that visiting room. And it's just an old hippie from way back, but just existing, you know. Then later on, I seen him out there smoking a marijuana, you know. Yeah. Just old, and his health is deteriorating, and he's just the same old piece of vegetable, because he hasn't accumulated nothing for himself. Mm-hmm. Like I say, sometimes the Lord will take you places and send you to go places to kind of look into a mirror. What happens to people that have not accumulated for themselves anything, any heavenly virtues?
And it's so shocking, like I say it's in Ecclesiastes, remember thy Creator in thy youth.
Mm-hmm.
Before the evil days come and you say I don't have pleasure in them.
Yeah, and we paid for all that. Simply because when they were growing up, they didn't read the Bible, they didn't pray, they didn't do what they need to do, they didn't get up in the morning, they didn't spend time with the Lord, and now they're deteriorating, just a piece of meat, just a piece of garbage. And then people have to take care of it, and then we have to pay for it through our taxes and stuff like that. But it's better if a guy does something on his own, you know. Seek your own salvation with fear mm-hmm. and trembling, because we all get old, eh?
Mm-hmm.
And we get feeble, and then everything quits working on us, and you have an accumulator for yourself, nothing. It's kind of like a mirror
mm-hmm.
that when you look at these people.
Yeah, sometimes.
It's a sad situation.
Mm-hmm.
But each to his own.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has to seek their own salvation.
That's what it says. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You have to work it out. You know, that's what we did when we were young. When I heard that scripture being quoted in the church, so had I shepherd in their jugend. They had it base Tage kommen und du wirst sagen, sie gefallen mir nicht. And see, that's things that the Lord spoke in my life, and things that made me seek Him when I was young, and you know, seek out these things and seek out your own salvation with fear and trembling. And then, you know, at the end of your journey, you'll have accumulated something that has godly virtue and the fruits of the Spirit.
Take time to be holy, speak off with the Lord, abide in Him always, and feed on His Word. Make friends with God's children, help those who are weak, forgetting in nothing His blessings to see.
Take time to be holy. The world rushes on. Spend much time in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like Him thou shalt be. Thy friends and thy conduct, His likeness shall see. Take time to be holy. Let Him be your guide. And run not before Him, whatever betide. And joy or in sorrow, still follow the Lord. And looking to Jesus, still trust in His Word. Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath His control. Thou led by the Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be fitting for service above.
Yeah, we were living in an environment that when we did that, we got punished for it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And and I didn't know it at the time, growing up in that compound, that it's actually, you know, it's actually not compatible with the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
As you try to live, do what the Bible says in that system, they're okay with you being religious and wearing a certain dress code. They like that and being obedient to their structure. But that's not the Word. The minute you start stepping out a little bit and have a hunger and a desire, like the deer panted for the water brook, then you're in trouble. Just that simple, simply because that Satan is the head. And we're just exposing it. And from time to time, we mention it. And people get turned off when we mention it. Because you have to do that to get people's attention, to let them realize, hey, that thing cannot produce nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Just that simple. If it could produce something, we'd still be there helping it produce. As at a glance, comes from Fanny England. As at a glance, now comes losing. On from the ages, gave by their hand. Their sign for dirt in freedom and gain. Baldia Baldovici, Verden Veil, Nord Jubelange. Baldia Baldovici, Verden Veil, Nord Jubelange. Dort sing Dallas, Saint Vonnie and Glee. Yell set selig den Heilandesu, alle Sorgen die Weihen zurück. Dort ist Predestination, but I don't believe that you can give up, you know. You just got to continue on. When you endure to the end, that's when you'll, when these scriptures, these songs will become real. Then you'll be amongst that untold number, you know. But you got to endure to the end. You can't lay down and give up like a lot of people we know. They give up, they just pack it in, and they don't, and then they end up in a mental home or they end up in a care home. Like that Marvin Jadel, you know. All he had to do was step up to the plate and take a stand for the truth, you know. That's all. It's just that simple.
That's right.
Not that hard. Ach, mein Jesus, du bist wahr, dass man dich in Staub und Narr, dass man dich beständig lobt und nährt. Niemand ist so gut wie du, meine Seele aus mir zu, meine Seele aus dir freudig zu. Von der Erde reiß mich los, meinen Glauben grüß. Gib mir einen treuen Sinn, nehm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. Deine Hand hat mich gemacht, wunderbar ans Licht gebracht, wunderbar ans helle Licht gebracht. Und dein Blut hat mich erlebt, dass ich ewig sei getrennt, dass ich nun auf ewig sei getrennt. Von der Erde reiß mich los, meinen Glauben gerückt. Gib mir einen treuen Sinn, nehm mich ganz mein Jesus hin. Hol drei Blicke, du mir an, sag's mir, dass ich kommen kann, sag's mir, dass ich zu dir kommen kann. Und dass du der Sünden schuld, nicht gedenkst nach deiner Huld, nicht gedenk nach deiner Gnadenhut. Von der Erde reiß mich los, meinen Glauben geruht. Gib mir einen treuen Sinn, nehm
with mighty Jesus King.
Psalm 119, verse 105, same as yesterday. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Your word is a lamp to walk by and a light to illuminate my path. Heavenly Father, we just read your word. I just pray, Lord, you will give us the grace to expound on it, to explain, Lord, where we are in time and all these things that you have for us. Lord, I just pray you just continue to direct and lead and guide us by that of your Spirit, Lord. Help us to be obedient to the things that you've shown us, and help us to be faithful and true. Help us to endure to the end. Give us obedient hearts, Lord, in these closing days of time. You see the situation all around the world. You see the situation over in Iran, where these people have suffered so much for the last 47 years, Lord. What they've gone through, the clean people, and they got infiltrated by these religionists, by these zealots, by these demonic forces, by these terrorists, Lord, and they take them out into a world that they had no care, into that Muslim world, and they don't care for that, Lord. And we see how they had to suffer all these years, and we just pray, Lord, you'll help those people, set them free from these terrorists, Lord. And even here in the And on our home front, Lord, that these Hutterite people, they're controlled by these religious terrorists, these religious zealots, the same thing as it was back in the days of the scribes and the Pharisees, these Leonards from Delta, these Jews from Cyprus. We call them out by name, Lord, these Elites from Israel. They're these religious zealots that we've been here since founding of time, Lord, and they're working through the vessels of Satan, and they don't even know it. They think they're doing God a service. I just pray, Lord, you'll deal with them, and you'll bring them to a place of repentance. And if you can't bring them to that place, I just agree with Paul. Would to God they were cut off, Lord, because they're just taking up room. They're just terrorizing people and fear-mongering them, and all in the name of religion, all in the name of their ideology, Lord. We're just getting pretty fed up with them, Lord, and we just pray you'll haste the day when you'll take care of these terrorists like you're doing all over the world, these dictators, and it's all the same thing here. Just because it's clothed with religion, that doesn't mean that they're holy people. It's just the way it is, Lord. We can't change it. It has to be you with your hand of judgment to strike these people, Lord. Like I say, if they can't bring them to repentance, Lord, I just pray you'll take it upon yourself, Lord, to do whatever you need to do with them, because they're holding people, they're holding the door shut so that people can't come in to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, to keep them away from the truth that's been transmitted here in these closing days of time here to the church here to Laodicea. And we mention something, they put us in the outs, and they think we're the problem, and really they're the problem, Lord. We just pray you'll take charge of these things like you do over in Iran, like you do down in Venezuela, like you're doing all over the world. Are you taking care of these terrorists? And we'd like to say, Lord, we got them on our home front right here in our midst, and they hide behind a cloak of religion, behind a long beard, and behind tradition, like the word says, your tradition and all that have made the word of God an ineffect, Lord. We know we're right, and we know we're true, and just pray you'll give us the grace to address things the way they need to be addressed, to mention it, and to call it out for what it really is. And just pray you'll just give us the grace to continue on this journey, Lord. We pray for our children, pray for our siblings, Lord, that you'll somehow make a way that they'll end up at the shores of glory, Lord. And we just pray you'll do with them as you see fit, Lord, to bring them to that glorious truth and that glorious place that you have prepared for those that have surrendered their lives to you, Lord. We just pray you continue to do with us as you see fit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yeah, it's the same all over again. You know, it's just people that have not allowed themselves to be guided by that word. It's just that simple. If you never read a word, how can you be guided by it? You know, that word has been limp to my feet and a light on our pathway. I'm just grateful to the Lord that over the years, you know, he moved on me. I didn't do it all the time, but from time to time, he would have been pressed on my heart to get up at 6 in the morning and read the word. And over the years, I've managed to somehow saturate myself with the word of God. And did it volunteer, did it on my own. I didn't have to go out and tell people what they need to do. I just did it for my, something was driving me on. I didn't know what's going up, going to be up the road, and I'd get up at 6 and I would read for an hour, and then that way, now I know why. When I look back now, it was the Lord was preparing us for the hour and day we're now living in, so that we have something to tell people. Not only that, then He gave us this platform here, and to put it out all around the world. Everything that we have accumulated for ourselves throughout time, and then He brought us to the ministry of Brother Branham, and like I say, and they give us a platform, and that platform can go all over the world now with the internet and with all this stuff, and then we can tell people the truth for whosoever will. It's just that simple. But if you don't read the Word, if you don't pray, then you can't prepare yourself for the day that we're now living in. And we're not, when I look back, we can see exactly what the Lord was doing. He was preparing us for the day and hour we're now living in. And then what He did, He gave us the revelation of that midnight cry. We know exactly right down to the day when that Jesus will come, that angel will come down, and He'll tie up Satan and throw him in that throne to hell. We know exactly the sequence of events. Once the Lord gave me the revelation of that midnight cry, that way He gave it, we can bring it right down to the day. And if I had not been in that Bible all my life growing up, and if I hadn't saturated myself with the Word of God, I wouldn't know what that midnight cry was. And then by God's grace, He brought us to the ministry of Brother Brenham and Brother Jackson. And throughout that journey, you can see how the Lord was leading and guiding us with His eyes to bring us to that place where we are today. And then we can tell you for a fact and exactly that. That's why we keep repeating it, that mm-hmm. February 28th, 1963 was the middle mm-hmm. of the church age of Laodicea. 1906 was the beginning. That brings the end of Laodicea to October the 15th, 2021. And then you can count 1,260 days, and then once that's in the middle of the week, and then you count 42 months, and you're exactly when that angel comes down, like it says in the book of Revelation, he saw a mighty angel come down and tie up Satan and throw him into hell.
That's right, and we wouldn't know what that midnight cry all represents if we would not have come to the righteousness for our day and hour. If we would not have come to that prophetic ministry, that mm-hmm. ministry that was here in the end time, in the Laodicea church hour, to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. And that's the ministry of Brother Branham. And people that, like the one guy that we went to visit yesterday, he listens to all these preachers around the world. And then he comes up with such a confused picture. Well, he thinks he's got it everything spot on. But when you listen to all these voices out there, that's the picture that you will come up with, a confused picture. You're here. You sometimes hit it and miss it because all these voices that he listens to. See, we don't have to go do that and exhaust ourselves listening to every preacher there is on the satellite or on the radio or wherever, because we found a ministry that is to turn our hearts back to the faith of the early church. We found it, the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson. Now, we don't have to go out listen to all these voices, and without that ministry, would never know what that midnight pertains to mm-hmm. in Matthew. Through that ministry, we were able to know what at midnight there was a cry made. At midnight of Laodicea, there was a message mm-hmm. that came to clothe people with the revelation for the day and hour. And if people did not receive that revelation, then they will not be able to be clothed with what is necessary for the day and hour. And a lot of people out there that they go to churches and they will quote scriptures and everything, but they're not clothed with the revelation that's needed for the day and hour. And when you will talk to them that, oh, where do you go to church? And you say, well, I really don't go out to any of these denominational churches. Oh, and they're shocked. They think that then they have these sayings that you really need to come back to church. Mm-hmm. You need to get rid of that bitterness. Well, we just said yesterday, Jesus is outside a church door. Mm-hmm. They made sure that they put him out there so they can follow their program, their denominational programs, and that's what they're following. They're not following the Spirit of God.
I did, like you were saying some time back, you, like when you found a book, the church age book, you were done buying books. I remember mm-hmm. when I was going to Winnipeg, taking Hawks to Winnipeg, the first place I would buy, highlight of my life, I was going to that whole publishing and buying some mm-hmm. Christian books. I thought that's where it was
that's
at, and
right.
I thought the whole world should buy these books. Took them home, read them, and reread them. But once I came to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother, that's the last book that I ever bought to read, because it's just entertainment. Just spiritual entertainment. They're leading out to nowhere, because mm-hmm. one day the Lord spoke to me saying, why don't you enjoy me yourself? Why do you have to get these used, somebody else experience? Why don't you experience me for yourself? And I just couldn't buy these books, and the Lord brought me to the ministry of Brother Branham and Brother Jackson, and that's the only book that I was really interested mm-hmm. because it opened up a brand new avenue for me to enter. And see, if I would have never read the Bible, I wouldn't know all these things that we have here now to send it out to around the world. God would not have given us the responsibility to deliver that meat and due season mm-hmm. and to deliver that living water. It's just that simple. He would have never done it. But see, you and I, we've accumulated. We've saturated ourselves with the Word of God throughout life. And I, for the life of me, can't see why people just take it so callously. They go through life. They only have one life to live. And then there's people that never read the Bible. They never take time out to pray. They think it's just somehow, God will somehow automatically supply it all. But he don't do it unless you seek it. See, seek and you will find. Knock on the door with you. You've got to put in a little bit of an effort, like we're talking about that Marvin Jadelle back in the day. And I told Marvin, the Lord has a word for you, but you're going to have to stand up to the plate. You're going to have to stand for truth. And then when God was wanting to give him the responsibility, he just caved. He just didn't last very long. Now he's over there in the care home. People have to look after him instead of him looking after people. You know, that's mm-hmm. what happened. He just imploded, just like that little submarine that went down to the Titanic. It imploded. That's what happens with people when they don't seek the Lord while he's to be found, when they don't put on an effort while they're still healthy, then they implode in themselves, and they end up, people have to take care of them like that. Mm-hmm. That guy we went to see yesterday, he's just sitting there as a vegetable. People have to take him, have to wash him and bathe him, just because he didn't do nothing when he was. He probably never read the Bible. Mm-hmm. I've been run into him from time to time, like I was saying earlier on, and I tried to direct him towards the heavenlies. He lost his wife back in the day, and he was always complaining. You know, I said, come on, I said, John, you got to get up, and the Lord is still alive. Spend time with the Lord, like I did. I had to spend, when I was terminated, I was by myself for 10, 15 years till you came on board. But in the meantime, I spent a lot of time in prayer. I didn't go somewhere complaining and griping. I called, one day the Lord allowed me to see myself going down a deep, dark valley. And I know that's the journey that the Lord has honed out for me. And I have nothing I can do to change it. That's just by going to be my lot in life. When I saw what I'm going to have to go through in life, I just right then and there decided, you know, I can't change it. It's just going to be the way it's going to be. But I'll do one thing. Instead of complaining, I'll praise the Lord for it, because I can't change it. So, mm-hmm. so whenever I think rough times came, I just praise the Lord for it. And then once you do that, it gets a lot easier. Still, you're still going to have to go through that dark valley. But if you start praising the Lord for it, thanking him that he found you worthy to go through that dark valley, then it makes the journey a lot easier, and it's a lot easier on the Lord that he doesn't have to dragging around kicking and screaming, you know, like it says, don't be like a horse and a mule that you have to yank him this way and that way. If you come completely surrendered, Lord, do with me as you see fit, and then it's a lot easier because you're still going to have to go down that dark valley, because it's just that, just the way you got to walk that lonesome valley. You got to walk it by yourself. But you can determine whether you're going to come kicking and screaming or if you're going to come praising the Lord. And mm-hmm. I know a lot of people, they're kicking and screaming instead of just taking time out. I'll thank the Lord for whatever I have to go through. And now it all pays off. Now, I didn't know back then what it's all about. But now he's given us, you and I, the responsibility to dig out that living water. And you're the only person on planet Earth that could do that, because you, all your life, you sought for the same things I sought for. And I didn't even know you existed prior to 2005. And here, the Lord was preparing you for this very thing that we're doing here. Like I was saying yesterday, that we're in the restoration time, where God is restoring and bringing everything back to where it was before the fall. And he in that restoration began October the 15th, 2021, and the restoration of all things is on, and the week of Daniel, you can go back in Daniel and read it, where the restoration of all things is now on, and that's what happened, and now God puts you to co-equal with the man. The woman was co-equal with the man prior to the fall, and now that the restoration of all things is on, you're just as into it as I am, and the Lord knew that before the foundation of the world, and then he prepared it, and then supernaturally he brought us together. Now we can do this here thing together, and people don't like it. That's their problem. That's not our problem. We're just doing what the Lord wants us to do, what he's on us out to do, and we're doing it gladly. We're glad that we, when I look back now, I'm grateful to the Lord that I did wake me up at 6 o'clock in the morning. It was a very attractive thing to do, and everybody's sleeping, and I'm sleepy, and then but here the Lord moved on me, get up and read the scripture. Now, like I say, now when I look back, I can see exactly why. Because if I would have never done that, I wouldn't know what I'm talking about. I want to come to the ministry of the Midnight Cry. I want to come to the ministry of Brother Brandon. But see, he has searched and looked and searched and had a hunger and a thirst for it, because I was in the scripture. That word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. I have just determined voluntarily to do that, and driven by the Spirit of the living God. But all that would have been in vain if I would not have been obedient. God does that not just with me, he does it with a lot of people. I've met a lot of people along the road of life where the Lord was dealing with them, and then it gets too tough, and they start complaining and start drinking and all that stuff, instead of continuing to persevere. So you and I, we persevere, right, until we found that ministry of Brother Branham, and then the ministry of Brother Jackson, like we were telling to you about that guy, that Joe Mandel from Forest River. God, he should have just persevered. He would have come exactly to where we are today. Like I told that one guy, he seemed to want to know, wonder what I'm about, and I know that he'd like to ask me. So I went and interrupted his thoughts. I said, I tell you something, Ernie, if you got a hunger and a thirst for God, you'll end up exactly where I'm at. It's because that's the only thing that'll fill you. You'll come into the ministry of Brother Brandon and Brother Jackson. And I can see that with anybody that's out there that listens to us. If you're hungry and a thirsty, you'll come to exactly where we are. You won't have to fight it. You won't have to listen to the gossip they tell about us. You're just going to have to find out yourself that that's where it's at, just like we did. And if all it takes, it's a hunger and a thirst, and if that hunger is not there, because your life is in vain. And what we're saying is just a bunch of gibberish. But if you have a hunger and a thirst for the things of God, you're going to do exactly what we're doing.
That's right. When I got a book for Brother Brenham, and like the church age book and the seal book, I took my Bible and I lined it up with the Word of God. Like, that's the first thing I did. I took that book and I to see if it lined up with the Word of God. See, that's why the Word is a lamp unto your feet. Like everything, it needs to be lined up with the Word of God. And if it doesn't line up, then your life is not built on like on a solid rock. It's built on sand, and one day it's just going to be washed away. And a lot of people, that's what they build on, is sand. And walking through life, like I read and bought a lot of books from bookstores and stuff like that, and MCC, because when you live in the Mennonite area in Morton Winkler, there's a lot of like Christian books in the MCC, and you can just buy them, pick them up, they're cheaper. And I bought a lot, but it was not till I came to the ministry of Brother Brenham that I knew that this is the right direction. Like, what does it help that all these people like that, Philip Yancey, he wrote, and he's written many books, over 20 books, and he sold over millions of copies. And then he was living in, living with another woman, like, or cheating on his wife with a married woman for 8 years. And would you go and read those books and know if to see if they're really based on something solid? When now he's coming out, now that he's sick, he's got Parkinson's disease, and a lot of people in the Christian world are worked up now. And this is just the tip of the iceberg of what's gonna come out now. I saw something yesterday on YouTube about this Bethel preacher, and how he was grooming young women and things of that nature. And they came out, some of the young people that have were affected by his grooming and his pedophilia and these things. They came out and gave their story of what how he did it and stuff like that. Like, I didn't listen to it all, but it's a long 2 hour thing to listen to. But he's coming out and exposing this Bethel church system, and that's what's gonna come out now. Because when you reject truth, when these churches rejected the truth of God's word, the ministry of Brother Brenham, and now the devil was able to come in and do whatever he wants. And that's why it says, if God would not have left of a seed, that's what God did in this end time. He gave us the truth for our day and hour. And when people reject that, that's where it leads a person to, because that is the natural man. It's when you reject truth, the natural man takes over and takes you out to hell and death. But if you accept the truth of God's word and what he's doing in your day and hour, then it leads you to life everlasting and life eternal. That's where it leads you, to accept the truth for your day and hour.
Like we keep saying it over and over, that word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. One day as I was reading over in John, I saw a scripture. You gotta sometimes dig and dig. There's a scripture there, like you keep saying it over and over again. Before Jesus went to Calvary, he said, this will be eternal life. In other words, I'm paraphrasing, once I'm gone, the program will continue, but it will only continue with these 7 stars that I'm going to send. This is going to be eternal life once I'm gone, that they believe on them whom I will send. And then we could go to Revelation chapter 1. He sent these 7 stars that Jesus held in his right hand, and then he goes on to explain what these 7 stars are. They're the 7 angels to the church age of the grace age, and we are now living in the church age, the Laodicea, and what's that last star, that 7 star? But in the days of the voice, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God shall be finished, as he had declared unto his servants the prophet. And now here, if you're outside of that chamber, outside of that channel, then you're going to go buy these books, and you're going to be infiltrated by these pedophilias and by these perverts. But if you stay within the confines of the scripture, and you stay within the teachings of Irenaeus and the Apostle Paul and all these 7 church age, they were just the voices of these 7 angels. And now here in the church age, the leaders, we have that prophetic ministry, the ministry of Brother Brenham. And then when he dies, that word continues and it goes to Brother Raymond M. Jett. Now, if you want truth, You're going to dive into it and you're going to believe what we're saying. But if you don't want truth and you have no respect, no reverence for truth, you're going to fall for these books, for these Christian books, for these romance books and all that garbage. But once you come to the revelation, once you come to realize that God sent a prophet, you have no interest in nothing else because that thing will take you to eternal life. This is going to be eternal life. Everybody wants eternal life, but they want it under the conditions. Well, there is no condition. You've got to go in God's condition. What are God's conditions? That they believe in them whom I will send. That's eternal life. The rest is all garbage. When we speak so plain, about these Leonards and these Joe from Cyprus and these Elias from Hidden Valley, we're just painting the picture so that you can look at it with a clarity. If you're not lined up with that channel, you're just wasting your time, and the people that are teaching you, they're just controlled by Satan, because it's either that the angel of Laodicea that's going a teacher, it's going to be the devil. Behind will be the devil. And behind it, all these churches and all these movements, it's just the spirit of Satan. If you can't come under the umbrella of that church, it's Messenger, Monsieur Brother Brenner, and the Messenger Brother Jackson, now we're bringing in the finishing touches. We're the last leg of the journey. And if you can't come under this truth, you're going to have to do whatever the Bible has for you after death. If you don't believe, if you're honed out to go into that sea of glass, you're going to have to give a life. And I just looked at how these people are being butchered and slaughtered over in Iran, and I understand that Charlie Kirk, how these people are being killed because they're standing up for truth. Well, I'm going to tell you the truth here now. What's happening over in Iran, where they kill these thousands and thousands of people. When these people over in Iran, when they're standing up against these diabolical dictators, and they're standing for truth, and for their righteousness, and for their freedom, they're going right on to that sea of glass. They're going to go right over where that Charlie Kirk is. And all these things that's going to be happening here in that great tribulation, the people that are standing and fighting for freedom and for deliverance from these dictators, they're going to go direct onto that sea of glass. Mm-hmm. They're not going to go to hell. They can die even, like I said, I think there's 20,000 that the dictators shot already over in Iran. They're going direct on that sea glass because they're standing for truth. Mm-hmm. They're fighting for their truth, and they don't care if they cost them their life. And believe you me, God looks at every one of them as long as you're standing for truth and for righteousness and for thinking of God, then you are going to go right onto that sea glass. They could kill you 100 times, so you still end up in that sea glass, and that's all that matters. At the end of the day, you're going to be part of that first resurrection. Blessed is he that has part in the first resurrection. I wish I could go over there and tell these people, it doesn't matter if they kill you, because you're going to a better place. As long as you fight for your freedom and for truth and for go against these diabolical satanic dictators. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing here in these other colonies. Don't feel guilty if you go and tell these thugs what they're about, because it's just that simple. If you stand for truth and for your freedom, that the way God has intended you to live, God's going to have an expectation for it. He even told Cain, if you do good, you'll be accepted. It's the same thing today. If you do good, and that's doing good, standing for truth, standing for righteousness, that's doing good. No matter what they do to you, no matter what happens, you're going to go to a good place. Just that simple.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Heavenly Father, we just want to come before you, Lord, and we know these earthly thrones and kingdoms are going to fall, Lord, and we can see it happening around the world. We just pray for the people of Iran, Lord, that you'll help the people, Lord, to continue on, Lord, with their fight for freedom, Lord, and because we know the hour and time we're living, those earthly thrones and kingdoms have to come down, Lord. Along with Babylon, and not all going down. And if people have put their faith in that Babylonian system, they're going to go down too. So we just pray for people, Lord, that there's still time that they can repent, Lord, and acknowledge you, Lord, because we can see it in the week of Daniel. Those that did not give you the glory, Lord, they're going to go down to hell. But there are still people that, if they can repent and give you the glory, you're going to make a way for them. So we pray for these Iranian people and people all around the world that are suffering under the hands of these tyranny governments and leaders, Lord. We just give you thanks. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.